KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider, executive editor of IndieWire.
And I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture.com. And this is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, streaming The Final Frontier. This past Sunday night was a big night for Trekkies or Trekkers. I still don't know what they prefer. I think Trekkers now. But we finally saw the premiere of the long-awaited CBS and CBS All Access show, Star Trek Discovery. Now, first off, Joe, did you watch?
I did. I watched both episodes, the one that was on CBS proper and CBS All Access, and I very much enjoyed it. Definitely, for me, it's the best Trek series since The Next Generation.
Yeah, they spent some money, and it looked great on screen, and it was also pretty dark, and obviously the big star is Sonequa Martin-Green from The Walking Dead. She's really going to be pulling the show. The show's really going to be mostly about her character, and that's great because she's fantastic. There were some mixed reviews. We loved it at IndieWire. We gave it a positive vibe, but I think overall the feeling was pretty positive among fans, acknowledging that it's a bold new take on the franchise, even if they didn't love it. So, Joe, we mentioned at the start of this, but the big news here, of course, is that everyone was able to watch the premiere for free on CBS. But episode 2 and all episodes since then and after that will only be available on CBS All Access. You have to subscribe, throw down, $5 every month to receive CBS's streaming service to watch shows like this.
Right. That's the big thing. The good news for CBS is that they got a lot of people to sample their new show. Just under 10 million people watched the premiere on the CBS linear platform last night. The network says that should go up to about 15 million by the end of the week once DVRs are tallied. It was a much younger than usual CBS audience. It skewed much younger than, say, The Good Fight, which is the show that they premiered on CBS in February and then moved over to CBS All Access. It's an interesting strategy that CBS has here. Unfortunately, it's running in some blowback from consumers, at least if you believe Twitter and Star Trek fan forums. People don't like the idea that a show that, since its inception in the 60s, has always been available to watch for free, now you suddenly have to pay for.
And that's not quite true, obviously, because it spawned a very successful movie franchise.
Well,
people
but not
did
to watch
spend
the
money.
Series. You had to. So, but here's the thing: the concept, Mike, is the problem, as I see it, is not that CBS is asking people to pay for Star Trek. Look, people pay for Game of Thrones. People pay for Outlander. Those were two successful book franchises that then, when they were brought to life, you had to subscribe to a premium network. The problem is CBS is asking people to pay for a streaming service that really isn't much of a streaming service. It is mostly made up of old episodes of shows that are available right now for free. And library shows in the CBS library, they're not exactly the most streaming friendly. People don't always necessarily, some people want to watch NCIS, but that's not necessarily the Star Trek audience. My thing is, I honestly think what CBS needs to be doing here is they need to be doing what they do with Big Brother. With Big Brother, they sell All Access to Big Brother through All Access, right? And they say subscribe to the live feeds for 3 months for a certain thing, and you get everything else on CBS All Access. They should do the same thing with Star Trek.
Right.
Offer people a package deal. You will get all episodes, and you'll get access to the service when it streams, and you'll also be able to see some other things on CBS All Access. Sample it. Let people know you're buying Star Trek. People will buy TV shows on iTunes for $25-$30. Make the same value proposition and be honest with consumers what you're asking them to do. I think CBS would have a lot more success if it did that.
And that's what I was about to say, is for, $6 a month, honestly, you could think of you're renting episodes of Star Trek Discovery every week for a little over $1, which honestly is cheaper still than downloading them on iTunes. And you get to stream it for the life of your subscription. And there is still a pretty substantial library content on CBS All Access as well. And it's growing constantly. And this is it's Wild West, as they say, that all of these streaming services are experiments at this point. NBC couldn't make it work with CISO, but it was a much smaller attempt at creating a fresh comedy service. This is a much larger attempt at CBS basically trying to replicate its network for the next generation, for people who aren't going to be watching broadcast networks on broadcast, ironically spending $6 a month for something that used to be free back in the day.
Here's the thing. I think CBS can get away with charging people money. They just have to be more honest about what they're getting for that money, and they also have to offer a product people want. You can get FX Premium now, which is something else that's rolling out all over the country, but it's commercial free. That's the other thing that CBS sort of has a bait and switcher. They make you watch commercials too. And making people pay to watch commercials, no.
Well, Joe, as you mentioned, 10 million people watched the premiere. Unfortunately, we're not going to know much after that because CBS All Access, much like Netflix and Amazon and everywhere else, is not going to tell us who's watching, who's streaming. So we're all going to be in the dark. Thanks, Joe.
Live long and prosper, Mike.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of IndieWire, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.